¿Qué onda, colegas? You are listening to Here Comes the Sun podcast, where you will learn about topics related to career development, improving money management, and wellness. I will cover actionable advice for all first-gen students and professionals. Andamos con todo in this podcast. If you're ready to pursue your dreams and redefine success on your own terms, then you are where you need to be. I will be sharing my experience navigating life as a first-gen professional, difficult times, and strategies on how to overcome our biggest fears. I understand that as a daughter of Mexican immigrants, I can share that the road of success is one of continuous learning and growth. This is why I would like to share resources in hopes that it will strengthen our communities through sharing our own personal and professional journeys. Whether you're just starting college or joining the workforce, or have your own business, you have a community here. I am your host, Marisol Ibarra, a first-gen graduate, professional, traveler, and coffee lover. Here comes the sun with new opportunities to become a better you. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode on Here Comes the Sun podcast. This is your host, Marisol Ibarra. You know, I haven't recorded an episode in such a long time, a solo episode. And I think, you know, a lot of things are moving in my life. And I think I feel the necessity to share a little bit about, you know, where I am in my life. So I think this is what today's episode is going to be like. You know, I think it's so important that whatever I'm showing on social media or whatever I'm portraying in different outlooks, that people understand a little bit behind the scenes of the what's happening. So this is what I'm going to be chatting about today, a little bit about some of the work that I've been putting out there, you know, starting a business, you know, getting accepted into my MBA at UC Davis. And just, I think, ultimately how I am navigating all these new waters, but also kind of taking care of myself. So I'm excited, you know, for you to be listening to this episode. I think it's so important that, you know, that as we move up or that we pivot or that we change, that we share a little bit about, you know, our upbringing. So I guess I'll start with so many events I think happened in March. I'll start up with, you know, the episode that I last recorded and that I uploaded was about the startup about Echo Hub. And those were all, so it was a challenge that I did with, at Sac State at the Carlson Center. And it was an event where it was like 48 hours on how to build, build a business. And we decided to go through the app route. And those are amazing people that I still have a connection. It was an amazing event. And I think from there, I just got this spark of entrepreneurship, right? This spark of wanting to do something. And I think I had this really, really high energy level of like, what am I going to do? And I think for me, I've known that I've always wanted to start a business. Like that's always been in my dreams. But I think working 9 to 5, you know, sometimes you are in a certain mindset of like, oh, well, I want to become an expert in my 9 to 5 job. But I think, you know, it's so important for you to diversify, you know, what you do and who you are. So I started, you know, looking into like, what can I do? What can I offer? And I think if many people that do know me and I guess have been to my home, really understand who I am as a person, they know that I love cooking, that I love hosting, and that I love this sense of community. And I think that for me has always been part of my values and part of who I am as a person. So I decided to start a business called Aguas Frescas Sacramento. And I think this also stems from like seeing my parents be entrepreneurs, having my brother be an entrepreneur. And like, I knew that I wanted to build something. And I think I just was ready to start. So I decided with, you know, first opening an Instagram. And then from there on, it's like, all right, well, let me see what it requires for me to have a business license. What does it mean to be permitted by the state or by the county? So I did all of that, and I'm still in the process of getting all those, you know, all those events. But I think it's important to just start. And then obviously when you're doing the work that you have to be able to pivot at any time, at any moment. So I'm really grateful that I had my first pop-up event, you know, with Dance on the Edge, which is an amazing organization in Sacramento, where it teaches folks to be part of the community, teaches folks, you know, to come to the community and dance and do these amazing, amazing, they teach people how to dance, and then they invited me to do my first pop-up event, and there's a strong network of folks that want to see you succeed. So I had my first pop-up event. I enjoyed it so much from the moment I prepped it. There was late nights where, you know, that Friday before I was making the aguas frescas and I went to sleep so late. But I think there is a beauty in that and entrepreneurship. And I want to also highlight that through that work, like I'm building a new relationship with, you know, with my mother who lives in Los Angeles and I'm based out of Sacramento, of the importance of building and not forgetting where you come from. And I think Aguas Frescas Sacramento, that business, is allowing me to do that, to connect, to feel the love for my community. And I'm selling the water and I'm educating folks when I'm selling the water, Aguas Frescas. So I guess like my ideal client is, you know, those first generation students that grew up drinking, you know, Jamaica or Chata, but it's like, you know, they grew up and life happens, but it's like, you know, they can get this drink when they're at a pop-up event, when they are, you know, living their best life, but then it also reminds them of who they are. And I feel that those drinks really, really, you know, ground them. So it's been a pleasure and a journey, I think, to do this together. And I can't say that I'm doing this alone. I have a network and a village who is right behind me, supporting me in all the work that I do and all the work that I'm putting into it. Like, you know, my mother passed on the recipe. My cousin, Bebe, you know, gave me the other part of the recipe. And it's like, and my other tocaya, Marisol, who is like a cousin that I truly, you know, all my cousins I love, but I think it's like, being there and being able to call them and tap into that network and feel that, you know, that things can happen. And my father, you know, at his job, trying to give me the bottles to Sacramento, and tapping into his network, you know, of his job, and because he's a food distributor, and like just be like, hey Marisol, like this driver goes up to Sacramento and I can get you the bottles, and like just being so proactive and like trying to support me in the best way that they can. And I think that's the beauty of our immigrant parents, right? Of like trying to want to make you succeed, want to make you be happy for who you are. And I think it's so, so important that we never forget where we come from and to not forget, you know, that our parents are there to support us, to love us, and to just be there for us. And I think Aguas Frescas Sacramento, you know, is in the like the new phase of just getting to know, you know, building that business. And I think for me at this, you know, stage, it's like just, you know, sharing the product, sharing the service, and then just kind of working from there. The other part that I also want to share about now that I can pivot a little bit is my acceptance into UC Davis MBA. I always knew that I wanted to get my master's degree. Like that has never been in doubt. I don't know if I wanted to get my JD, you know, my law degree, or I wanted to get my MBA, my MPA, my MPP. And it took me 6 years to make that decision. And I think, you know, the MBA is the route that I want to go to. And I think for me, I've been very fortunate to have mentors in my life that have guided me through that process of asking them questions and asking them what it was, you know, getting their MBA and how they pivoted, you know, from one work to another. So I feel that I'm at a stage in my life where I do want to go get my degree. I want to go get my MBA. And it is an investment. You know, it does cost about $120,000. But for me, getting my MBA is not for anybody. That MBA is for me and for me to build. That's my American dream. My American dream is to build, you know, an empire, to build and to uplift communities of color through, you know, one step at a time. But for me, that MBA is for myself. I feel that my undergraduate degree was for my parents to make sure that their sacrifice and that their American dream of sending their kid to college and getting the degree was for them. But I feel that my MBA is for me, and it's to not to prove to anybody, but prove to my own self that I can become a successful business owner, that I can become whatever I want to become. And I think it's building the network, building that strong network. And I feel that my MBA will allow me to do that. So I just got accepted into the UC Davis MBA part-time program in Sacramento. And if I got accepted. So right now I am in the process of negotiating, my scholarship, because it's not cheap. And I do want to make sure that I communicate to the admissions team that I am a valuable, I'm an asset to them. So seeing how I can negotiate is also in the process what I'm doing right now. And I think it's important for me to share that it's not like, all right, I got accepted. No, I got accepted, but I'm going to negotiate my offer. So whoever is listening to this episode and it might be in that phase, like, make sure that you make time for that before you accept. And if there's something that you want to particularly like, see how I'm navigating, I'm always happy to help. I'm always happy to chat about how I'm doing it, because it's important that we share our journey and that it doesn't look, you know, as linear. So that's where I'm at in the process. And I think, you know, my goal is to continue to share this through my platform, to use my voice, to use my experiences to uplift others. And I know that I've been very vocal about my acceptance letter into the MBA, but I want to make sure that whoever's listening to this, it's like, it's not linear. Like, there's ups and downs, and I'm going to be transparent about what I'm going through. And that's how I feel that I'm going to be able to use my voice and use the ability to, in this platform, and Here Comes the Sun podcast about, the journey. I also want to say that in the fall, or like end of summer in the fall, I don't think it's going to happen. I'm going to create a coaching program for small business owners, or somebody that is very, very interested in starting their own business or are feeling stuck. I think for me, I've had great mentors in my life, but I'm going to be able to package this together and really, you know, help other folks be part of this process. So it's going to be a hybrid model. You know, there's going to be modules where I'm going to, you know, record the modules, you know, share some of the tools that I'm using, but also come together via Zoom and connect and feel free to be in a powerful moment of other people in the same stage and being able to just work together to make that goal, make that accomplishment, you know. And I think I've had the privilege and the opportunity to be able to afford coaching and have my own coach. But I think it's important for it to also be accessible to the folks and build that gap and that bridge. And most importantly, build that confidence that much is needed in our communities. You know, people need to see us that we are navigating life, but also by uplifting others that have been doing the work for many years, but they don't have the tools to be successful. So if you are in this age, you know, or maybe in this season of your life where you really need the guidance of how to make things happen for yourself, you know, to go after that calling, to go after the work, you know, how to actually do it. That coaching program is going to be for you. And you can, you know, if you're interested in learning more, you can follow the Instagram called First Gen Leadership. And that's where I'm going to be sharing more about that coaching program. So it's going to start in August. So I know that, you know, there's a lot of moving parts in my life, but I feel that I'm in this stage of my life where I can share my journey and I can uplift others. And I want more people to be in this side and use their experience as part of the process. As always, you know, this is a short and sweet episode, and I thought I shared this with, you know, with my folks, to my listeners, that I share my journey, because what you're seeing on social media, I also got the opportunity to be a Hope keynote speaker and share my knowledge and my expertise and my platform to uplift, you know, the new generations and to let them know that they're doing an amazing job, that to continue to do that work, because I want, you know, Latinas or anybody, you know, first gen professionals to be running this fucking world. And to there, I leave it there, you know. It's a short and sweet episode. I'm going to be recording hopefully more episodes. There's going to be another episode that I'm hoping to release pretty soon with Juan Carlos, who I work on my 9-to-5, who's an amazing legislative aide and who is doing the work and is uplifting his community in many different ways, but also navigating, you know, the SAC semester program. So thank you so much for this opportunity. And I hope that, you know, that you truly enjoyed this episode of updates. And if you are, you know, don't know where to start or don't know what to do, please reach out, you know, happy to help. But if you just need an inspiration of just, you know, to just go do it. Go do it. Go answer your callings, because we need this work. And I know that it takes a lot of courage, a lot of dedication, a lot of effort, but you got this. You are meant to be in the places that where you're at. And no matter what life throws at you, you have the tools for you to be successful. And I know that I'm using Here Comes the Sun podcast to share that and highlight that. So thank you so much for listening. And please, you know, share this episode with whoever you can on your network, on anywhere. I think it's just really, really helpful to elevate, you know, my platform, and make sure that whoever needs to hear this message about just doing the work, starting whatever project, that they hear this, because I think whoever needs to hear this will hear this at the right time. So thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be your host, and I'll see you soon. Muchísimas gracias for staying until the end. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did creating it. Pero espérate, antes de que te vayas, I need your help. If you enjoyed or learned something new, please share it with your colegas or whoever you think needs to hear this. Or maybe even share it on the gram. And if you do, please tag me at Here Comes the Sun _podcast. Hasta la próxima.